from poopy diapers to running a business, soccer practice and recruiting, tantrums and sales. Being a projector mama can be tiring, let alone running a business as a projector. This is your space to come as you are, know that you are not alone, and learn to align with your unique human design magic in all areas of your life. I invite you to join me as we embark on all things biz and mom life. I'm so glad you're here.
Okay, so we are back after, gosh, a week and a year of a break. So crazy. So if you have listened to any of the other podcast episodes, you're going to hear me say, I jump on when I can and when I want to. Well, you guys, this past year has been absolutely insane. And, you know, maybe that is a good place for me to start with our story, just catching everybody up. So about, gosh, when I started, so I was even looking back at the dates of my podcast episodes, and the first one was published on March 17th, exactly 2 months before I and my children left our abuser. And if you're, you know, somebody who didn't listen to every single podcast that I ever put out, well, now you know that that part of my life exists as well. So it was exactly 2 months later that I actually left. So that's interesting. And, you know, the very last podcast that I created was exactly a year and a week ago. So just interesting how time plays out. And I've just had a lot of invitations, both internally and externally, to start podcasting again. It was interesting because one of the things that I had a goal of doing was going live on social media once a week. Well, I got locked out of my accounts, and I was like, man, I guess I should do my podcast again. Didn't. I got back into my social media, and with the Projector Rising group that I am doing currently, you know, I'm telling them what a great tool podcasts are for marketing, and here I am not doing it. So again, just a lot of signs within the last week or so that it's time to get back on the wagon. So, really, I think this episode is just going to be catching you up on everything that has happened in the past year for us. So again, in May, that's when we left our, I mean, it was our home, really. And I was so blessed by my friend who had space for us. She, you know, even had beds for us. And without her, there's no way that I think we would have left. And so, again, if you're, you know, new here, yes, I am a coach. I also have a nonprofit that is dedicated to helping women and children get to safety and then really launch to their dreams, right? So she is a huge reason of why I'm so passionate about helping others get to safety, because sometimes there's no way you're leaving unless you have a safe, trusted environment to go to. So that really, of course, allowed me to have quite a bit of downtime, personal time. Of course, you know, being like, it's funny, as a single mom, I felt more at ease and less tired than I did as, you know, a married single mom. Because I had control over, you know what, I didn't have control over much. So funny that I'm saying that right now. It's not that I had control. It's that I wasn't being controlled. And so there was just so much more ease and flow. Now, we couch surfed. Ended up with my parents in October. Yeah, the very end of October, right near as we were heading into Thanksgiving. So I lived with her for about 6 months. It was such a beautiful, fun experience. We would wake up real early. You know, we'd work out. She did her own thing. I did my own thing. And then we'd make breakfast and drink coffee and have these wonderful, wonderful, challenging conversations. It was just a beautiful experience. So in that time, I did a lot of healing. And it's something that I am still working on. There's, you know, 32 years of life and conditioning to heal from now. And so that's definitely something that you will be hearing about on these podcasts from here on. And it's become a huge, huge piece of my coaching practice. All right, so in October, ended up moving in with my parents. She actually moved not out of state, but might as well have been out of state because she moved to this like mountaintop that you can't get to for basically most of the year. I did get to go visit her once and it was very, very cool. Anyhow, moved in with my parents and of course, no grown adult wants to move back in with their parents. So this really, really got me to say, okay, I am still healing and I am still focused on my healing. I'm still in a safe space and I can do this. And it's time to really, really get moving on business again because, you know, things are not, you know, where I want them to be. I want space. And that was a big thing for me. And I've heard from several projectors that that's what it is. It's like, I want space to be me. And how interesting is that? Just something to ponder for all my projectors out there listening. So around the time of November, I had a man, Facebook friend request me, right? And anytime I learned, you know, from being single, I said, anytime that a man requests to be my friend, I'm gonna go check out their profile and decide if they're even, you know, if they're business, if they are friend, or if, you know, what box are they in? I was putting them in boxes, right? And for the most part, if it seemed like you were, you know, just somebody looking at women's profiles, I was like, yeah, no, please go elsewhere, right? So this guy had added me and I looked at his profile and the quote on it was by Carl Hune. And if you are not familiar with Carl Hune, he was an 1800s psychologist who really developed shadow work. I mean, he is the reason that we now practice shadow work from his findings, right? And that was a big thing that I was doing at the time. I had actually been invited to the local universities to talk to entrepreneurial or business classes about the art of shadow work and human design, and how those play into our business. So I saw that he had a Carl Hune quote and I was like, that's pretty cool. You know, So I did. I went ahead and messaged him about his quote. And then we talked. And he ended up getting a reading from me. So now I know like everything about this guy, right? At least about his energy. And I'm still very, very business about it. Well, and so was he. He was sending me clients. He was, you know, referring people to me, all sorts of stuff. And he said, you know, do you want to meet up? I said, okay, maybe. And so we, you know, met in November around Thanksgiving time and then met in person about a month later. And I mean, like we were talking a lot. So I was pretty sure he was going to be a business partner or, you know, something more than that. This is funny because this is not usually the content you guys get from me, but I have to catch you up. So, yeah, we went to a place called Wahoo's, which is one of those, you know, like it's got the mini golf, it's got the laser tag, it's got all the fun stuff. And he said, let's go there so that we can have some fun and like let loose a little bit. We can sit down and talk. And if it turns into like a date type of energy and you want to leave, then at least I have something fun to do after you leave. I was like, okay. So I was so nervous. And the amount of peace I felt wash over me the second that we walked up to each other was just, you know, it was surreal. And so even though for me, I felt like this is way too soon and like, aren't you supposed to like get it wrong a bunch of times before you get it right? I guess everything before him was me getting it wrong. So we have now been dating for really almost close to a year. And he did propose. So there is that also. And also I'm just like, wedding, that kind of stuff. When you meet your husband, you meet your husband. You don't meet your boyfriend, but then he proposes and he becomes your fiance. Like when God sends you a blessing, you know it and it's in your face. So that was definitely a really cool experience. Of course, I was going through a lot of relationship healing before that. And so this has really played into also my manifestation practices and just realizing that what you choose to heal manifests itself into the forms you have always been looking for. So he's just absolutely wonderful. And we have created such a beautiful home. So that leads to the next portion. Of course, you know, we were dating and I was like, I live with my parents. Yeah, so this is weird, right? And he embraced it. I mean, he was just so down to earth about it. He has his own incredible story too, which maybe I'll have him as a guest on here sometime. He can share his story. But bottom line, I said, okay, now I really need space, right? Now we're trying to create a new form of a family. And we can't do that here. So although I had not been working super hard on my business and I was still teaching part-time, I was teaching 2 days a week, which of course, you know, was not a high salary by any means. And although I had pretty much lost all my money through having to, by the way, I had also been paying the bills at our old house for a few months after leaving. Had to do that. I didn't have to, but it was the only thing that I could do to keep things kosher. So, yeah, I, again, just did not have finances, right? So I start looking for homes. It's also a terrible housing market at the time, like it is in many, many places. And I decided, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and look on Craigslist. My friend who I had lived with earlier in that year had actually looked on Craigslist and found an amazing deal for herself, right? Up on this mountaintop. So I said, yeah, you know, maybe there's something on Craigslist. Like, I have a feeling after posting this podcast, there's gonna be a lot of people searching for things on Craigslist now. Anyhow, I got on there and really all I knew, we had talked about it a little bit and I had kind of visualized what I wanted my kitchen to look like. I had visualized what I wanted the yard to look like. And really those were the only two things that mattered, with two little boys and mama being in the kitchen so much, like I just wanted a big peaceful area for my kitchen, which I'm actually staring at right now. I'll tell you about it in a second. So there's the house. There is the perfect house that I'm wanting. It has about 2 acres. It has a shed. It has actually like gravel driveway, which I said, oh my gosh, the boys will love that. They can like look for rocks all day long. And it's in this little kind of farming community area. So, okay, we live in the country. We get to actually experience life. How fantastic. Look at the kitchen. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my favorite thing in the world. And it has a wood stove. I mean, it has a regular stove also. It has a wood stove in the living room. Like, okay, this is like my dream. So I had messaged several houses previously, you know, as I was searching, only to get responses like, oh, it already sold. Oh, we can't get you in till such and such a date. And all right. So I go ahead and I message this person on Craigslist and I get a reply 5 minutes later that says, looks like the house is yours. What? What? Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, now I really need to understand, like, how much money do you need from me up front? What's going on? And, of course, I start saving. Now, in my savings, there is, you guys, maybe not even $1,000 at this point. And I believe this was the month of either late February or early March. And, like, all right, once I need the money will be there. I just kept telling myself that. When it's time, when I need the money will be there. And within that month's time, before I actually owed the money, I had a $20,000 month. The money showed up. I was like, what? Okay. All right. And it was like, not only a huge sigh of relief, it was this shock. I actually went into, and this is something that a lot of people will not talk about, especially after having those high money-making months, if you will, is almost the, like, okay, I did it once, and now I'm screwed. Like, that was my success, right? And I don't want to say it was depression. I'm not sure exactly how to even describe what it was. It was fear. Like, okay, I did it once, but now I'm back down to where I was. And what has happened since then has just been truly incredible in the form of, you know, a money story or a money mindset story. It's like, we get low sometimes where it's like, ooh, okay, like, no, you cannot go buy that coffee today. Probably not a great idea. And we always say, when we need the money will be there. And that's exactly what's happened every time since. Like this week has actually been one of those weeks. And I've had 5 new clients sign up this week, One of them actually, you know, just saw a video of me on TikTok and she said, it was your eyes. I'm in. Like, I know your soul because I looked at your eyes. Okay. Okay, cool. Works for me, right? So I would use that piece of my story to encourage you all to do the same, that trust is the energy of money. The energy of money is trust. Trust that it will be there when you need it. Because guess what? We don't need money all the time. Is that not crazy? That's another thing I've learned, is that I don't always need money. For instance, I was going to go buy my kids a trampoline a couple months ago over the summertime. And I put it kind of like on my to-do list, but I didn't actually go do it. Well, before I even had the chance to go do it, we were given a free trampoline. Cool. You know, and that's a small example, right? If you were to look at my backyard and I told you the amount of money that we spent on it, you would be floored. The kids have a basketball court. They have a trampoline. They have a playhouse, which I know sounds like a lot, but you could never have too much in a yard for kids. That's, you know, we'll break some of that down eventually. We have a beautiful patio set up, a workout like area, a doghouse. Oh yeah. Also got a dog. She's amazing. She's so sweet. She's also kind of a nut, as all dogs are. Anyhow, all of those things, you guys, $0. Anyway, I digress. So over the last couple of months, so Travis is his name, and he lives in Alabama. So we went to Alabama to visit his family. He also has a son in Colorado. So we went to Colorado, not just to visit his son. I also was in a wedding. Don't let me forget about that. So I had a lot of different things going on. My oldest started first grade this year at a new school, and he's been struggling with that. My three-year-old's daycare got sold to new owners, and no one at the daycare stayed. That gives you a picture. So I've had my three-year-old home with me, which also has been such a learning process with business and constantly working at home with a three-year-old. I'm so grateful to the clients that I have who see him and they're like, heck yeah, he's here. We love him. They've been wonderful. And it's also been so fun to be able to have that time with him to do crafts and a little bit of school and go adventuring. So, wow, I can't believe that I pretty much gave you everything that we've been up to in the past year in just like 20 minutes. Makes it seem like we haven't really been that busy. We've been busy. And there's been a lot of ease and flow with it as well. So with all those changes and now finally having space and now having multiple invitations to get back on the podcast, here I am. So let me tell you how I envision that the podcast will change over time. Before, I primarily talked about business and human design, or motherhood and human design. So now I have this whole new level of healing, transformation, and relationship healing that I have worked with, and it's been a huge process for my clients, or a huge part of my coaching, I should say. And so as we move forward, you guys know I'm a 3-5 projector. There's lots of things that come into my sphere that say, hey, check me out. I'm going to be sharing those things here. So whether it be about abusive relationships, whether it be about motherhood, whether it be about a healing journey, business, manifestation, any of those things, that's what will be popping up. And I really do now have the plan, because I was going live every Friday afternoon, evening, because that was the small window of time that my kids could either watch TV or they weren't here. And now I'm going to be using that time instead to grow this podcast again. So every 2 weeks, you're going to get a full-on podcast episode on whatever my heart's desire is to share. So I will share two, that Travis is a generator. So I've learned so much more about generators. He is an emotional generator. And so I've, again, learned a lot more about that, that authority. And my own kids are also projector and generator. So we'll be adding that into the mix as well, as often as I truly desire. And you guys can just check out whatever you want to check out, right? Okay. That was me rambling. I can't wait to add in real divine content for you guys. For those of you that don't know, I do now have an evergreen program called Projector Rising. It is all about deconditioning as a projector so that you can create your most aligned offer and market it as a projector. So this is really, really for the entrepreneur. And it's been just such a blessing to have in my life over the past couple of months. So that is the new news for projectors. And gosh, that's about all I got today. Just catching y'all up. There's lots and lots coming. I'm super, super excited to have you all here. Thank you for joining. And hope you enjoyed the listen. Thank you again so much for joining. I truly love holding space for you all. As we get ready to explore more of our own unique magic, please feel free to reach out with questions or comments. You can find me on all social platforms at Meg Zeke, or leave a voice note on the link below. Now, go live your unique magic, you little rock star.